96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Well, today is a special day. This is the day that we honor and salute our veterans. There are events that are going on all over the nation. Tonight, we are talking about what veterans really go through, the issues that they are facing, some of the obstacles that they are facing. There are veterans who are homeless. There are veterans who need medical care. What can be done to help those who have helped our nation? Our guest tonight will share the importance of celebrating Veterans Day and what we can do to celebrate them through our actions. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'd like to hear from you. If you're a veteran out there, we'd like to hear from you, your experiences. And if you're not a veteran, your thoughts, your concerns, your comments. Joining us tonight to further this conversation on the phone line is Verna Jones. She's executive director with the American Legion here in Washington, D.C. She is also a veteran. In studio with us is James Thompson, a veteran who has served in the United States Marine Corps for the last 5.5 years. He's also chair of the 100 Black Men of Greater Washington's mentoring program. Also with us is Gloria Harrison, Director of Public Affairs and Community Relations for D.C.'s Veteran Affairs Medical Center. We thank you all for joining us. Gloria, let's begin with you. I sort of started it by talking about, yes, we're here to honor veterans and salute veterans, but we know there are many issues that are facing veterans, and one way to honor them is to give them the care that they need. Talk a little bit about what your office is doing and sort of what is happening out there right now in terms of veterans and addressing their concerns.
Absolutely. Bramante, thank you for having me here. And I'd like to just offer a salute to service to all members who have served all branches of the United States Armed Forces. Thank you for your selfless service. One thing I do want to share, as we are seeing even in the news now, veterans are in a crisis. And I want to be sure that we get the message across that for the first time ever, the Department of Veterans Affairs has relaxed the rule. So if you're other than honorable, dishonorably discharged, honorably discharged, we are providing mental health care to any veteran that finds themselves in crisis. And of course, I want to be sure that, you know, sometimes women, men, we give care to both. That's the good thing about the Department of Veterans Affairs. We do not discriminate against a veteran, any veteran, whether their wounds are physical, mental, all veterans get care at the VA. And if you find yourself in crisis, please come into our emergency department and allow Dr. Seaton and the emergency team to care for you there. If you're home or you're a caregiver to a veteran and you find that a veteran is in crisis, please don't hesitate to reach out to the Veterans Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Veterans can press 1. We want to make sure that veterans realize we want to give the care that they've earned and deserve, and to come over to the medical center, enroll for care if you have not. There are plenty of services. It's a full service medical center.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tonight, our focus and our topic, veterans. It is Veterans Day, and we have two veterans who are here with us on the phone line. Again, is Verna Jones. She's the executive director with the American Legion in Washington, D.C., and Ms. Jones is also a veteran. Ms. Jones, let's talk a little bit about homelessness. To D.C. officials are looking for partnerships with landlords to house over 100 homeless veterans. And we know homelessness is an issue across the nation, and now we also know it's an issue in the district. Can you address that and why that is a problem with veterans, or is it not just an isolated issue with veterans? Is it disproportionate?
So, again, thank you for having me here. I'm so happy to be with you today and talk about this important issue. And, again, happy Veterans Day to all veterans. homelessness is truly a big issue. You know, if you think about it back a couple of years ago, when Secretary Shinseki was there, they came out with zero tolerance for homelessness. They wanted functional zero. And as we know, it's impossible to have zero homelessness unless you can cure mental illnesses, drug and alcohol abuse, domestic violence, all of the things that may lead up to someone being homeless. You can't have zero. It sounds nice. Functional zero means that at any given community, that community has the capacity to not only house the veterans that they have who are homeless, but that many who may want to come into those communities. But it's just more than that. It is making sure that these veterans feel comfortable. It's going out and making sure that whatever the symptoms are or whatever the barriers to getting them housing is addressed.
202. Homelessness. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Homelessness among women veterans, that's a big issue as well. Think about this. If you're a mother and you have your babies with you and you're homeless, you call social services, you call someone, you know, the big thing is that they're going to house those children. So mothers will grab their babies and cuddle them up and sleep in a car instead of letting them go into homes that they don't know where they are. We have to find a way to find homelessness for families and for women and, you know, just people with children in tow.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our focus tonight, veterans of the United States Armed Forces. One of our veterans here in studio is James Thompson. As I'd mentioned, he has served in the United States Marine Corps for 5.5 years. He's also a chairperson of the 100 Black Men of Greater Washington's D.C. Mentoring Program. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
What are veterans... Is there one, let me rephrase this, is there a concern that you see is prominent among veterans that they are most hardened about? This is what we're dealing with, or these are the concerns or concern we have. Is there one that's isolated that's much larger than others?
I would say one of my biggest issues and some of my fellow veterans and friends would be reentry. Mm-hmm. I got out of the United States Marine Corps in August, and I entered into Howard University in September. So that transition was different. It was a different world. Mm-hmm. Right? I was a sergeant in the Marine Corps, and then a month later, I became a freshman at Howard University. And that in that transitionary period, I don't want to say I just didn't know of the resources at the Veterans Administration. I didn't know what was for me, what mm-hmm. was there for me. So I am fortunate enough to live in Washington, D.C., and I can go right down to I Street, right? And I can walk into the door of the Veterans Administration, and I can have those conversations and ask about the resources. But there are so many veterans around the world that they don't have that access. They don't have that ability. And they're entering a new world, and it's a little difficult. It's a little tough to navigate that world without a full understanding of what environment you came from and what environment you're about to walk into.
And we do know that there are veteran preferences with federal hiring processes. I know Governor Hogan in Maryland now just issued a new proclamation for all veterans, all parks in the state of Maryland. You get in free. University of Maryland has now waived application fees for veterans. So I think that would be that is a step in the right direction. But even still, to your point, that's something that veterans have to know about, right? So is there a clearinghouse, Gloria, for that? How do veterans find out about that? Or is that just like anything else that's out there for a regular citizen? You have to find a place to go to that says, here's a list of these things that are out there. Or is that sort of a utopian way of thinking.
No, absolutely not. The Department of Veterans Affairs, along with Department of Defense, we are collaborating more and more to make the transition seamless. And even the VA, we've been reaching out for years and we've been trying to work it out, but now we have formalized programs to do this. And the VA, on the VA side, what we're doing is having transition and care management resource centers in each of our medical centers. And ours recently just opened in Washington, D.C., where we're caring for OEF, OIF, OND, and post 9/11 veterans, and having resources for all veterans there too. But there's an opportunity for case management for the OIF, OEF, OND, and post 9/11 veterans to have a social worker, to have someone to help coordinate care and community resources. And it's important, you bring a good point, and I don't disagree with you, that the message and veterans really getting to digest the information and resources that are available. So this is why we need people just like you, and we partner with our veteran service organizations like Ms. Verna Jones on the phone, because the VA is a federal hospital. We're mandated by federal regulations, so we tend to care for the veteran. But veterans now come with family members. So this is where Ms. Jones and the American Legion and our veteran service organizations, people like your organization and you as a veteran, can get the veterans to hear what resources are available, encourage them to take advantage of the, you know, the benefits and services that they have so rightfully earned and deserve. So this is why we need the collaboration of the community to help us get the word out. And this is why we're here with you, Bramante, because we are wanting to scream it loud and share it wide that we have resources and we have partnerships.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Not only are we honoring veterans today, but we are giving you information, especially if you're a veteran out there, information that you may need. Pearson, Leon, stay right there on the phone line. We have not forgotten about you. We will get to you. We've got to take a break on the other side. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR. We will continue our conversation on veterans on the other side, Sirius XM Channel 141. Back to the Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Tonight, we are talking about veterans and what can be done for veterans. How do we honor veterans, honor their service? We want to hear from you. The phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Here tonight to help us further this conversation on the line is Verna Jones, Executive Director with the American Legion here in Washington, D.C., and also a veteran herself. In studio, James Thompson, veteran. He has served in the U.S. Marine Corps. He's also the chair of the 100 Black Men of Greater Washington's D.C. Mentoring Program. And Gloria Harrison, Director of Public Affairs and Community Relations of D.C.'s Veteran Affairs Medical Center. Again, we'd like to hear your questions, comments, your concerns. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to the phone lines. Leon calling from Maryland. Go right ahead, Leon.
Yes, I would like to know who you would contact when your medical records go missing. I need the information to support a PTSD claim, and I'm really baffled.
Could you help him with that, Gloria?
Absolutely. Let me give you my number directly, and if you give me a call first thing on Monday, I'll make sure we take care of you. I'll get a little background information from you so that I can get you into the right direction. My telephone number, 202-745-4037. That's 202-745-4037. And for those listening, I just want to make sure you have the main number to our hospital as well, 202-745-8000.
I hope that helps you, Leon. Again, One more time, Gloria, can you give them that number?
Sure. Call me directly and I'll get you to the business office where we can figure out what the issue may be and what happened here. 202-745-4037. And that's my direct dial.
Okay, good. Thank you, Leon. Thank you for your call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Our show today, Veterans Day, saluting our veterans, those who have served our nation. Verna Jones, is it easy for us to forget about veterans? Is that possible?
No, that's not possible. Anyone who wakes up in the morning and has the opportunity to go do what they enjoy doing or go to work or whatever they choose has to understand that we have that right because a veteran has fought for our freedom. I don't know how we look at ourselves in the mirror, get ourselves all ready in the morning to go out and face the world without thinking about those men and those women who have selflessly fought for this country to give us the opportunity to do what we want to do. It may sound cliche, but freedom is not free, and someone had to fight for us to be able to do that.
James Thompson.
No way for us to forget.
James Thompson, you're a mentor of young men, 100 black men, Greater Washington. For years, military service was seen as an opportunity, especially for young black men, to establish a career. Still can be seen that way. There's the other side that says, I don't know if you sort of want to do that. In your position, here you are. You've served in the Marine Corps. Now you're mentoring young men. Do you have young men, first of all, the young men that you mentor, do they know that you have served the nation? And two, do they ask you about military service, whether they should serve? And if so, what are the questions that they have for you?
I do. I don't think it's something that I can hide. So in most of my introductions, we just had our SLA, Saturday Leadership Academy, opening ceremony last week. And I explained a few facts about myself. And one of those facts was that I was a Marine. At the age of 18, today is actually my 20th anniversary from joining the Marine Corps. I joined the Marine Corps November 10th, 1997.
And you are not retired, correct?
I am not. It was active duty service. Okay. In every step and every walk of life, I believe, I came out of Flint, Michigan. I think the Marine Corps taught me so much about myself. It gave me incredible leadership traits. It pushed me beyond measures that I ever thought I could be pushed. And I think it really is a great deal of the man that I've become. So I do recommend the military. I think the military, even today, can do an incredible job. I have a young man right now who is a mentee. He's at the Free State Military Challenge in Maryland. And I go see him once a month because it's a program that takes at-risk youth and puts them on a path where they can go to their graduation, go to high school graduation, or earn a GED.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a five-month program, and it when I say I see the incredible difference, and this is a small-scale version of the military, but it's a boot camp that has extremely changed his life in the last 4 or 5 months. And I know that he's going to come out of this graduation in December a completely different person. And I know that we can take that and expand upon it. If he determined that, you know, the military was something for him, I would push him to do that because I think there's incredible value you can learn from the military.
Are there any uphill battles, though, misconceptions, and I'm going to follow up on that with you, Gloria, about the military, especially from the African-American community? Do you get pushback sometimes when they think military and they think, should I be fighting for this country? All of the social issues that are going around in the nation, is the military still seen as something as attractive? And do you have to sometimes balance that pushback in the conversation that you have, or do you not see that?
I do, and I think it's because I was the first generation in my family to go to Marine Corps, and I inspired my cousin to go to the military.
And why did you join the military?
Because I was in Flint, Michigan, and at the time, General Motors was pretty much the only option, and I thought it was time to leave home and become a man and leave the nest and do something different than other people. So when I get that pushback, it's most likely from people who have no military in their family and they don't have an example mm-hmm. of what the military can do. And I truly do believe that, and I will not negate the fact that I believe that we do have some serious problems currently in this country, and that those are legitimate concerns, but I think we have those concerns pretty much everywhere.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We are honoring veterans tonight. We have two veterans in our presence to discuss the issues that veterans are dealing with, and not just on the negative side, but even on the positive side. But again, we are honoring them tonight and those who are calling in. And if you're a civilian, we want to hear from you. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to the phone lines, and let's go to Pearson calling from Fairfax. Go right ahead, Pearson.
Hi, I'm Fidonia Pearson, and I'm in Fairfax, and I have two questions. I am also one of those people who records were lost. They found the jacket, but no medical records inside the jacket for Veterans Hospital. And we will be calling Gloria on Monday to see what she would be able to do. Also, in addition to that, we're living in a family home where we're threatened to be put out because we couldn't afford a lawyer. And we wanted to know if there was any resources or advice we could get to secure a lawyer and to help us secure our home.
Absolutely. Please do give me a call in regards to the medical records. I can get you over to the business office and we can find out what's going on there. As far as legal representation, please contact us 202-745-8000. The Transition and Care Management Center is where you want to end up. The Transition and Care Management Center. On Fridays, we have pro bono attorneys who come to the D.C. VA Medical Center and hold clinics to help veterans who have legal concerns. So our Transition and Care Management Center can get you hooked up with the pro bono attorney team that works alongside us to assist veterans with legal matters.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for your service.
Thank you so much for calling. Let's go back to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our topic tonight, the veterans. It is Veterans Day. Let's go to Richard calling from Virginia. Go right ahead, Richard.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Richard. I'm serving the United States Army, and I'm a combat veteran. And I was what you call a green card soldier. In the 1990s, they were people with green cards joined the United States Army to promise of citizenship and so on. Well, my question is that we swore in to protect this country from enemies, foreign, domestic, and everything. And right now I'm being treated with disdain at the Department of Motor Vehicle in Virginia. I had a CDL license, and I was taking care of another veteran who passed away. And my license got... I try to renew it, but they just want to find out what's my legal status here. So I want to know, is there anything that can be done so that I can be very functional? I'm a driver. That's what I like to do, drive. So that's my question.
Thank you so much, Richard. Verna Jones, Executive Director with the American Legion and a veteran of the U.S. Military. Is there anything that can be done for Richard or something that maybe he can do where he can be directed?
Yeah, sure. So, of course, you have to get more information, but let me give you a telephone number. You can call 202-861-2700. That's 202-861-2700.
$2700.
$2700. Uh-huh. Okay. And ask for licensing and credentialing. Okay. The American Legion has a robust licensing and credentialing program. As a matter of fact, we just had a licensing and credentialing summit at the American Legion just on Thursday, where leaders across Washington, D.C., to include the military and several highly visible companies came in. And we want to make sure that veterans in your condition and your situation are taken care of. And
so, can you please tell me that number one more time?
I can. It's 202.
Uh-huh.
861-2700.
All right. Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Thank you for your call, Richard, and your service, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Gloria Harrison, Director of Public Affairs and Community Relations for D.C.'s Veterans Affairs Medical Center. Veterans hospitals been in the news, seem to kind of stay in the news, not at the same sort of level. It kind of ebbs and flows a little bit. But there is a perception, right, of veterans hospitals and the services that they give or don't give. Is there a misconception one way or the other that is always sort of being fought from your end? You're director of public community relations and public affairs, so you know all about that.
Absolutely. Ramonte, let me just say, the Department of Veterans Affairs has a multidisciplinary team that's truly committed to caring for veterans. Now, are we a federal hospital? Yes. Do federal hospitals get beat up on? Absolutely.
Okay.
Are mistakes made? Are challenges? Do challenges exist? Is there room for improvement in any healthcare system? The Department of Veterans Affairs.
And are they, and I'm going to let you finish that point, but are they accelerated in some points because of the sensitivity when you're talking about dealing with men and women who have served the nation? And if everything is not right, every I dotted, every T crossed, sort of that is going to be heightened for any mistake?
That is absolutely correct. But I do tell you that the Department of Veterans Affairs is sort of like its own worst enemy because mm-hmm. we set the criteria so stringent and so strict. The truth of the matter is that the Department of Veterans Affairs hospitals fare a lot better than private hospitals. Our doctors are trained to care for only veterans. We are the subject matter experts in veterans health care. And we take the beating because we are that federal system.
Well, you know, those who have served, we expect those backs to be strong, and so you can probably take it whether it's fair or not, right?
But yes, we do.
But I think your explanation on it is worthy, definitely, of greater consideration. But I know it's an ongoing issue. When we come back, we're going to take a quick break. I want to talk a little bit about, too, what is happening, too, with the military and veterans from a national standpoint. I think we can't sort of ignore our leaders, how they view veterans, the reverence veterans are getting, and veterans are still citizens of the United States. And so are they in some kind of particular positions of what they think, what they say, an administration that is heavy with military personnel now in political positions? So you don't necessarily have to talk politics, but I'd like to just know what we think about that beyond the other issues that will continue. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. It is Veterans Day, and we are honoring our veterans. We want to hear from you right after this quick timeout.
Donors.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HRR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. On the 11th month, the 11th day, the 11th hour, Veterans Day. It started from World War I, but here we are in 2017, and as we should, we honor our veterans and their service. And tonight, we are talking about all of the issues and things that veterans deal with, whether it's in the service or out of the service, programs for veterans, programs that we need for veterans, and how we look out for our veterans. 202-319-7810. The phone lines are open. 202-319-7810. We'd like to hear from you, veteran or civilian. Joining us for this conversation on the phone line is Verna Jones, Executive Director with the American Legion in Washington, D.C., and she is a valued veteran. Also, James Thompson. He is a veteran, served in the United States Marine Corps. He is also chair of the 100 Black Men of Greater Washington, D.C.'s mentoring program. And Gloria Harrison, she is Director of Public Affairs and Community Relations for D.C.'s Veteran Affairs Medical Center. Again, we'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810, your question or comments. Gloria, I want to turn to you. Post-traumatic disorder. It is an issue that is in the lexicon in the conversation today, especially when you're talking about military veterans. I think it really found its apex when we were talking about the Iraq War and those coming back. But is there a somewhat of a misperception that, boy, this is a veteran's illness and it just needs to be sort of focused on veterans? This isn't just a veteran's issue, is it?
Absolutely, it's not. Post-traumatic stress can affect me, you, anyone. It's the stress of something traumatic. It could be a car accident. It could be the death of a loved one. It could be the theater of combat. But it's just important that we understand when a person has experienced stress or trauma, that there may be a different person before you for a short period of time. And there are ways to deal with it, and it's not just medication. Even at the VA, we offer alternative therapy, acupuncture, Reiki, Qigong, mindful meditation. There are other ways to deal with post-traumatic stress for civilians as well as those who've served.
And so do you believe with veterans in some ways they believe it is a stigma and it may sort of hinder them from coming in because they think this is a veteran's problem? So is part of it important for veterans to know this just doesn't affect you? This is a societal problem, so don't feel it as a stigma that you should not come in and seek help.
Absolutely. And, you know, the military, they build a certain man, a certain woman. A stature is built after being a service member. But we are human. We are all human. And it's important for our community to even allow that stigma to be relaxed. And it depends upon us to relax the stigma.
James Thompson, United States Marine Corps. I heard what Gloria has said. There's a certain stigma in a way of what the Marine Corps builds up and the man that you are serving in the Marines. We have an image of a Marine. Does Gloria have something there that in some ways that can inhibit those who've served in the military for seeking help? Because for some, seeking help means they feel that as a weakness.
That is very true. I've served with several Marines that can come to me in the confines of our friendship, but that feel a certain way about going and seeking services because they feel like it shows a sense of weakness. When you're in the Marine Corps, you're built up and you're taught that you're Marine Corps strong and that, you know, you can, you know, you have this ideology in your head that you can defeat anything, but you have to realize oftentimes that you're human. And that we all go through problems and we all have issues. I've had Marines literally, you know, have breakdowns in front of me, and it was only because I was there and could understand what they were going through that I could kind of walk them through that. But they wouldn't want to see their family members or their children or their coworkers witness such episodes or such incidents. So it's tough. It's tough when you go through all the training and you're told that you're a Marine, and then you come out and realize that you too may need help.
Verna Jones, Executive Director with the American Legion in Washington, D.C. I've been in a few American legions. You know, folks are in there playing cards, music. It's a way to gather veterans, seeing each other. Talk to me a little bit about the older veteran, the veteran who's in his 70s, mid-70s, late 60s. Are there any particular issues that are particular to them that need to be addressed? Because being a veteran is not a monolith, right?
Okay. So, you know, when people look at veterans who are 60, 70 years old and they think that veterans don't suffer from some of the things that the younger or post-9/11 veterans suffer from.
Why not? Why don't they think that?
I think that they, because that generation of veterans didn't come back and they didn't have some of the resources that younger veterans have now, or there was a bigger stigma about going to the VA or admitting if you had normal feelings to abnormal situations. We have veterans right now in that age group who are just now coming out saying, I have nightmares, I have issues that affect me, I have post-traumatic stress disorder, and I'd like to see someone. Because, you know, back then, men just didn't talk about that thing, those things. There are veterans who come into our office for our service officers to help them out, that their wives and their children and people involved with them are just now hearing about the issues that they're facing. they understand that these veterans were going through something. For example, there was a woman who, I'm actually in the hospital right now, and so I can't block out that noise.
Oh, no, you're fine.
There was a woman who brought in her husband, and she said, I just don't understand his, you know, what's going on with him. He's, you know, hypervigilant. He doesn't have good relationships with his family. You know, I'm even having a hard time having him get up in the mornings and take a bath. He's drinking. He's doing drugs. And she didn't even realize, and she'd been married to this man for 42 years and didn't realize that he was suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. So they're facing the, you know, how do we go out and talk about this? What are people going to think, and how am I going to be viewed if I tell people that I'm having issues? But what we want people to understand is that you talked about the American Legion, people playing cards and bingo. We're so much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
We have our over 3,000 posts across the country where they can go in and do those things. But understand that the American Legion also has over 3,000 professionally trained accredited service officers who help veterans get timely, quality health care, who help them with their benefits, help them with their appeals, represent them before the administrative law judges if they get their claims denied. We've done over 100 job fairs this year. We're working on licensing and credentialing and helping veterans have that seamless transition back into the society from the military, and our women and minority veterans outreach program. So, you know, we are a wonderful resource for veterans, whether you're 60 or 70 or whether you're 18. It doesn't matter how old you are. The American Legion has some professional that can help you with all aspects of your veteran life and whatever you need as far as, you know, reintegrating into the military and seeking out those benefits and being able to get the maximum benefit from coming to see one of us.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We have talked about, Verna talked about some of the programs at the American Legion, what is out there for the veterans. James Thompson, you used the GI Bill, correct?
That is correct.
To get your education.
That is correct.
Here at Howard University.
That is correct.
My grandfather used the GI Bill, I think, to get his house in Natchitoches, Louisiana. So there is a linear line there, right, with that GI Bill. How important is the GI Bill in terms of veterans? I hear Verna, I hear her in her back. Maybe she's sort of saying something about how important is it. But James, speak to the GI Bill that's still around and the importance of that GI Bill.
Well, when I first came to Howard, I had the initial GI Bill and it didn't quite cover everything. But then under the Obama administration, there were some changes which allowed me to come back to Howard University and finish my degree.
So is that an issue that more can be done with that GI Bill or should be?
No, I think the changes have happened now. I think with the new version of the GI Bill, it is incredible. It allowed me to finish my degree at Howard University's Business School and Supply Chain Management. It helped me tremendously. I think this degree set me on a completely different path. Mm-hmm. I had the military. Now I have the education. Now I'm able to give back to the community in the way that I see fit. I'm able to give from both sides of the fence.
And doing business in China?
That is correct.
Yeah. And the president's been in China. And I know off the air, I said I wanted to ask you guys just a little bit. I know we don't have a lot of time, and this is a sort of shaky ground to get on once you start talking politics. But in the political arena right now, we have a president who reveres the military. You have military men who are important positions. And so I ask you and Verna, and I'll start with Verna. How is that important, Verna, to see that, or does it depend? And I hear the music playing, so give me about 10 seconds on it. Or does it depend on who's in that position? Does it mean something?
Yeah, sure it does. No matter who's in office, who the president is, it is important that people understand the importance of the military and the value of our military, and to make sure that those men and women who serve our great nation have all the resources that they need, and for someone who absolutely understands that these are heroes who make it possible for us to do the things that we need to do. in our daily lives. So it's always important, no matter who the president is.
Well, thank you so much. I want to make sure that folks out there, the veterans, know how they can get in contact with our guest, Gloria Harrison, the Public Affairs and Community Relations, D.C., Veteran Affairs Medical Center. What they need to do to get in touch?
202-745-8000. Visit our website, washingtondc.va.gov.
And Verna Jones, how can they get in touch with you at the American Legion in D.C.?
202-861-2700 or visit our website at www.legion.org.
And James Thompson, either the 100 Black Men or through the Marine Corps, whichever contact you'd like.
I would like to leave mentoring at 100blackmendc.org. If you have young men that need to attend our Leadership Academy, I would love to have them.
Well, thank you so much to our guests, Mr. Thompson, Ms. Jones. Thank you for your service on this Veterans Day, and we thank all of our callers for your questions and your comments. That's the Daily Drum on HRR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, November 10th. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. Have a great night.